Perakid Aleph Mishnechas. Kasta. Kasta is a kovah matechas shal anshei tzava. It's a metal hat of the men that go out to battle, meaning it's a warrior helmet. Tameyas mekabel tuma. Ulechayayim with these tassim, these like plates, these metal plates they put by their cheeks to protect them. Those are tehorim. They're not mekabel tuma. V'she'ein lev shemet b'fnei afam. They don't have their own designated name. Or others explain because there's no tzur of a kli on these ulechayayim. But im yesh behen, if the lechayim do have a base kibla of mayim, have some kind of receiving receptacle to it that could store water and they could drink that water during battle, then tamei and then the mekabel tuma. Because since there's a base kibla now, there's no need for them to have their own special name. And kol kli hamlochama, all kelim of war, of battle, are tameim. So for example, hakidon, kidon is a dagger. Hanikon, nikon is a barzal mechudad shebaru shachanis. It's the sharp piece of iron that's at the tip of a spear. V'hamagafayin, magafayin are like these shel barzal, these iron, like kind of like socks or thigh protectors they would put on during battle. V'hashiryon, shiryon is the cavalier that they would wear on their guf, on their body. All of these are tamein. They're going to be mekabel tuma. Now, kol tachshitei nashim, all tachshitei nashim, jewelry of women, are going to be tamein. The mekabel tuma, for example, an ir shel zav, it's like a golden crown, a taras zav, this golden crown that the city of Yerushalayim engraved on it. Or katloyos, or shashros and itonos al tzavar, are these bracelets or these chains they put on their necks. Nizamim are earrings that would go in the ear, shal ha'ozen of the ear earrings. Taba'os are regular rings, they're all mekabel tuma. V'tabas, and the ring that we're mentioning here, is bein sheish la chosam, bein she'ein la chosam. Whether it had a signature on it, they'd use the sign letters, or whether it didn't have a signature on it. Because with regards to Shabbos, we learned that a ring that it has upon it, the chosam, the signature, that's not going to be jewelry for a woman. So therefore, here the Mishnah teaches us that sha'af tabas, even a ring that has a chosam, that has a seal on it, has a signature on it, it is deemed jewelry, shutach shel ish v'lo li'isha, meaning, sorry, when it has a seal on it, it's not a piece of jewelry for a woman, it's a piece of jewelry for a man. Nevertheless, it's still mekabel tuma. Shutach shel ish v'lo li'isha, it's still mekabel tuma. Okay. V'chein so to nizmei ha'af. Nose rings are mekabel tuma. A katla is a necklace. Shechulios shela shel matechas, where the beads are of metal, and they're threaded b'chut shel pishtun on a string of flax or shel tzavar of wool. So im nifzak hachut, if the string snaps, hachulios, the beads are going to be tamei mekabel tuma. Shekol achas ve'achas, because each and every bead is kli b'fnei asmo, is its own kli in and of itself. Shekol chulia, each bead is deemed a piece of jewelry in and of itself. Now chut shel matechas, if the string was of metal, the chulios and the beads were shalvanim tovos of precious gems, margolios and stones. Avanim tovos are precious stones, margolios are gems, which are zechuchas out of glass. So, and they were threaded onto this thread. So if the thread is metal and the beads are precious stones, gems, or glass, nishtabru hachulios, if the beads shatter, the achut b'fnei asma kaim, and the thread is left still intact, tamei. The chut is mekabel tuma, the thread is mekabel tuma. Since it's of metal, it's mekabel tuma. And the shiyari katla, so katla is a necklace. She nifzak hachut shelo, the rings, the thread snapped, the thread of the necklace snapped. And shtayba mitzas meachulios, and all you have is just, you know, some of the beads that are left. Kamali is haver katana. If the katla is still befitting to be worn on the neck of a katana, so then it's mekabel tuma. And Eliezer says afil tabas achas. Even if all you have is one bead left on that thread, tamei, it's mekabel tuma. Shekein toilin betzavar, because even with one bead, they were knowing, the women were knowing to hang it by the neck for jewelry. And therefore, Beleza says it would still be tamei. And Mishnah tes nezem shu asui kikadera mil matan. You have an earring that was made from the bottom, kind of like a pot. Hachilik atafta, the lower part of the earring, is shaped in the shape of a pot. The yeshlo base kibul, and therefore it can actually hold things. The ka'adashim al malan, and the above part, the top part of the nez with an earring. Achilek ha'elyon ha'agol kadosh was round like a lentil. So you have this nez and this earring. The bottom part looks like a pot. The top part looks like a round lentil. The nifrak. So now they get separated from each other. Kikadera, the part that looks like a pot, is tameh, it's mekabel tumah. Mishum klei beis kibul. Afapi, even though it's not roy anymore for jewelry, nevertheless, it is serving as a beis kibul in the first mekabel tumah. Vikadash, and the part of the earring that looked like a lentil, tameh bifnei asmo. It's tameh bifnei asmo, meaning because it's still jewelry. Vishadayin hi chashev tach, it's still deemed a jewelry, and therefore it's going to be mekabel tumah. Tinoira is a hook. Karas anezem hanichnas benekav that enters. It's a hook that enters. So it's a karas anezem. It's the hook of the earring that enters into the hole of the ear or the hole of the nose. Tehora. So that's tar. It's not makabel tuma. V'she'ein lo shem b'vnei asma. It doesn't have its own designated name. And they also committed eshkol. One was anezem, an earring, which is made like a cluster of grapes. So it's comprised of a bunch of beads or gems. Looks like a cluster of grapes. Venifrak, and then it gets separated. And all these gargarim, these quote-unquote grapes, get separated. So tar, it's going to be tar. Shekol gargar, each quote-unquote grape, each, you know, piece of stone, a yechidi on its own is not roy for jewelry, and therefore would not be mekabel tumah.